By the time I became a doctor, giants like Dean Ornish, MD, president and founder of the nonprofit Preventive Medicine Research Institute, had already proven, beyond a shadow of a doubt, what Pritikin had shown to be true. Using the latest high-tech advances, cardiac PET scans, quantitative coronary arteriography, and radionucleotide ventriculography, Dr. Ornish and his colleagues showed that the lowest-tech approach, diet and lifestyle, can undeniably reverse heart disease, our leading killer. Dr. Ornish and his colleagues' studies were published in some of the most prestigious medical journals in the world, yet medical practice hardly changed. Why? Why were doctors still prescribing drugs and using Roto-Rooter-type procedures to just treat the symptoms of heart disease and to try to forestall what they chose to believe was the inevitable, an early death? This was my wake-up call. I opened my eyes to the depressing fact that there are other forces at work in medicine besides science. The U.S. healthcare system runs on a fee-for-service model in which doctors get paid for the pills and procedures they prescribe, rewarding quantity over quality. We don't get reimbursed for time spent counseling our patients about the benefits of healthy eating. If doctors were instead paid for performance, there'd be a